That's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are back. First half of the show, we had Esther Perkal and Jason Zarco. Now we've got Dan Lupting. I can't ever get it right. Dan. Dan is out of Detroit. We met on LinkedIn. He's the top triple net broker, and we're going to talk a little bit about the triple net market, but more importantly, about some LinkedIn networking tips. You never know. You may pick up something that helps you get a client, just like I did this morning. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. First, you got to say your last name so I stop butchering it.
Lukowitz. My name is Dan
and Lukowitz. Dan, you're based up in Detroit, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Holy city of Detroit.
All right. Now, Detroit's been a happening place. All kinds of opportunity up there. High five to my friend Dan Gilbert for what he's doing up there. Dan, tell me a little bit about what's going on in Detroit and what the opportunities are.
Yeah, sure. So just a little bit of background. I actually had a company called Renaissance Real Estate Ventures. This was the successor company to Oakland Real Estate Ventures, which was basically an investment company that purchased, financed, renovated, and resold single-family and multifamily homes in Michigan. We moved our entire company over to the city of Detroit before it was kind of the popular, sexy thing to do. And we saw a tremendous renaissance in the city of Detroit. From a residential real estate perspective, the opportunity as an investor in Detroit is huge. From a commercial perspective as well, we've seen rents per square foot and sale prices just continue to climb and climb and climb. In general, Detroit is about maybe 7 or 8 years behind the rest of the country in the foreclosure market. So all the opportunity that the rest of the country saw, or that we saw as investors years ago during this last recession, we're now bearing the fruit of that in Detroit. So it's an incredible place. A lot of great things going on there, Jim.
And then you matriculated from the residential side to the commercial side. Tell me a little bit about what you see on the national triple net basis right now, because I think that at this time people would really be having a flight to safety, and I'm not sure how you evaluate credit right now.
Yeah, so that's a great point. There's definitely a flight to safety and a flight away from high risk. The triple net space in general has always been a relatively safe space in contrast to other types of real estate investment. And right now what we're seeing is that a lot of people that were in the equities markets, a lot of people that are scared about what's going on in the stock market, or even people from the multifamily space, are migrating to triple net because of its inherent safety. Now, what I will tell you specifically in triple net properties, and you brought up a good point with creditworthiness, which we'll talk about in a minute. One of the things that we're noticing is that the capital, whether it's institutional capital or hedge fund capital or large investor capital, it's all really coming down and coming together into your essential retailers, into your medical office buildings, into your industrial products, and into those assets that are, so to speak, pandemic proof.
Now, Dan, you run a team. It's not just you. How many members of your team are there, and would you like to give them a shout out?
Yeah, so we basically, you know, part of a brokerage, and we've got some other brokers working in the team underneath us, and as well as some wonderful assistants. I've been blessed to be, you know, I don't want to name anybody names because there are too many people to mention that have been instrumental in our success. So,
okay, how about
I don't
want to
single anybody out because I don't want to leave anybody out.
I talked to the boss on Saturday. Would you like to give her a shout out?
Sure. Let's give a shout out to Brady. She's great. Great. She's actually my financial advisor. Wonderful young lady. And she's been incredibly.
There you go. Now, listen, let's talk a little bit about LinkedIn. We've met on LinkedIn. We work together a little bit. We just got started. Just beginning to see some real good traction there. Tell me a little bit about why you got involved on LinkedIn and what does it do for you?
So I've experimented a little bit with other forms of social media, and LinkedIn was always my favorite. I was pretty dormant on the platform for a while. A good friend of mine, former roommate in Israel, actually, Yona Weiss, big time shout out to Yona. Excellent individual. He's been pushing me to get more and more involved in LinkedIn, and he actually did this commercial real estate challenge. I think you were part of that challenge, if I remember correctly, Jim. And he encouraged us to get together in groups and post one post, at least one post, every single day for 10 days, which, believe it or not, is harder than it sounds. And we had to get at least 18 comments and 18 reactions. And through that, I made so many connections with people. I'm actually seeing my network grow, Jim, by approximately 10% per day. So
that's how
I got really re-involved in LinkedIn. I promise you, and I can teach you guys some really simple, incredible tips to expand your reach. And I'm telling you now, when I list a property, first place I go before I even put it on the market, I take my little flyer, I put it up on LinkedIn, and I now have the fund managers and the real estate investment trust managers emailing me because they saw my flyer on LinkedIn. It's incredible, and it's totally free.
Wow, that's amazing.